Happy to welcome to Talk 107.3 FM Pulitzer Prize winner, author, humorist, all-around funny guy, Dave Barry. He's the author of the new book, Swamp Story. Dave, welcome to Talk 107.3. How are you, man?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
No, glad to have you on here, especially with the new book. Look, Swamp Story, Everglades, you're on here in Louisiana, so I'm imagining there's going to be a lot of correlation that my listeners can take away as well. But between the Gators and the humidity, we have a lot we can relate over.
Yeah. That's true. You guys got a swamp. We got a swamp. Ours is like, I live in Miami. I moved there in 1986 from the United States, and it's right next to the Everglades. So I don't know if you've ever been there, but the line of demarcation between the dense urban Miami and the swamp is just, it's very stark and sudden. And so this is a book about a bunch of people who are basically, you know, living on the edge between those two environments, and a bunch of people out in the Everglades trying to get rich different ways. And none of it's working out particularly well, but strange, wild things happen to them. There are these guys who are trying to create a monster, a swamp monster. Do you have swamp monsters in Louisiana? I don't know.
We do. They're mythical. They're called the Rougarou. Kind of a cross between an alligator and a werewolf, and it'll pull your toes if you don't pay attention to your parents.
Okay. Well, we have in the Everglades, it's called the Skunk Ape. And there's a place out there called the Skunk Ape Research Headquarters, which basically is a sketchy roadside attraction that sells T-shirts. Basically, they don't, I don't think, doing a lot of research, but they claim to have seen, you know, the Skunk Ape. And I don't know if there's any photos of the Rougarou, but there are these, you know, very blurry, hard to figure out photographs of this thing called the Skunk Ape. So these guys, who are basically a bunch of stoners, decide that they're going to create a new monster, a swamp monster. They call the Everglades Melon Monster. And they get this poor guy to put on a Dora the Explorer costume hat. So he looks like he has a giant head. And they take him out in the Everglades and they film him. They call him the Everglades Melon Monster. That's their plan. But as I say, they're incompetent stoners. But somehow they end up on TikTok, and TikTok, like it does sometimes, just blows up. And suddenly millions and millions of people are fascinated with this Everglades Melon Monster. And so that becomes sort of the main part of the plot. But while that's going on, there's this young woman trying to get out, and she finds treasure out there. She hopes to escape the Everglades using this treasure, but there's some bad guys who also are after the treasure, so there's that. And then there's this thing called the Python Challenge, which is this contest sponsored by the state of Florida, where we invite people, amateurs, to come and try to kill the pythons, the Burmese pythons, which are all over the Everglades. There's hundreds of thousands of them, these giant snakes. So all these things come together into this kind of insane plot, and nothing works out the way it's supposed to because it's Florida. So that's more or less the basis of the story anyway.
And meanwhile, you've got Florida Man as the main characters here, or some of the main characters here, which always just funnels into the funny to begin with. We're talking with author Dave Barry about Swamp Story. Dave, I honestly thought the Florida Python Challenge was real. Is that not a thing?
That is a real thing, yeah.
Okay, I thought so, people, yeah.
Yeah, and it's really kind of nuts because the estimates are that it's in the hundreds of thousands how many pythons are out there. And so every year at the end of the Python Challenge, they announce the results, and it's usually like 200 or 300 snakes they got. So like, they're not really making a dent in the python population. Meanwhile, like, you know, a mama python lays 100 eggs every year. So it's like not even close. But it's so Florida. That's the thing we do. You know, it's like a big elaborate thing that doesn't have any real actual result. But I love the Python Challenge, and I have it going on. Well, in my book, a presidential candidate shows up right in the middle of it, and it doesn't go well for him, not at all.
Awesome stuff. The Swamp Story is available. The novel is Swamp Story. Dave, do you prefer writing novels, or I mean, because you've covered basically everything out there, do you have a favorite thing you like to sit down and write?
No, I like to alternate. Sometimes I like to write just, you know, humor essays, and sometimes I like to write when I get an idea, which is what happened here. It started with a skunk ape, really. Then I think I'm going to figure out a way how to make a story out of that. And then, I like them both.
Hey, so does it, this kind of sounds like there might be more coming from the swamp.
Well, I don't know. I've written a bunch of novels. They're always based in Miami. This is the first one that was actually in the Everglades, which was fun. I got to spend some time driving around out there. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what the next one will be. It'll definitely be Miami, though, because it's too weird to ignore.
Well, it's been over a decade since you've put out a novel. Do you still have the itch right now? Is this where we're sticking with?
For now, yeah. I mean, I'm on a book tour for the... So that'll definitely scratch the itch. I want to never talk about my book ever again when I'm done. But I'll come up with something.
We're talking with author Dave Barry, humor columnist Dave Barry, Pulitzer Prize winner Dave Barry. For those that aren't familiar with your work, if you can give us the elevator pitch on who Dave Barry is, just to kind of bring people up to speed before they go get Swamp Story, give it to me.
Okay. Well, I was a newspaper guy for many years. I started out as a real newspaper person, and then I figured I was just a lot easier to lie. So I made up stuff and became a humor columnist for many, many years, and did all kinds of stuff, just whatever I could do to come up with a comic. Once I picked my son up at middle school in the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile, wrote a column about that, which was not good for him, but it was great for me for writing a column. I have a sewage lifting station named after me in Grand Forks, North Dakota, because of a column I wrote making fun of North Dakota. So I had a very rich and fulfilling career during which I didn't really tell anybody anything useful ever, but I wrote a whole lot of columns in that time. So then I also wrote books along the way, mm-hmm. and that was kind of fun.
Yeah, the books is where I got to know you for sure. But now, not satisfied with ticking off the people in North Dakota, you got to pick on those that are in your own backyard. There's no shortage of material there, though. Does something like having Florida as a backdrop make it easy?
Yes. And the thing about Floridians is they don't mind it if you make fun of them. I mean, people in Florida, we already know that our state is insane, but you don't see a lot of Florida pride. You know, there's a little more like people say, your state is messed up. We go, yes, it is. You're correct. But we all kind of enjoy it. I mean, we get some, I think, pleasure out of the strangeness of our state and the number of odd things that happen. Although I always say you shouldn't really judge, it's 21 million people, and you shouldn't judge all of us just because of the bizarre actions of 19 million of us.
He is author Dave Barry, and yeah, only just over 4 million here in Louisiana, and we embrace the crazy as well. Appreciate a couple minutes this morning.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me on.